Breaking news, folks.
Clam to clam.
Clam to clam.
Breaking news, folks.
Clam to clam.
Clam to clam.
Welcome to Clam to Clam.
Hoorah.
Starring your co-host, Dr. Imperious Joe. Yay. Whoa, nope, not on this one.
Not on this one.
And your other co-host,
the Sean Mariner. Of course.
Today, guess what we're going to be discussing?
Movies.
The movie everyone is talking about that's sweeping the nation. Rampage.
So, Sean.
Uh-huh.
What did you think about Rampage?
I think that I liked the wolf the most.
Yeah. I liked the part where he punched the window and the flower pot fell onto the ground.
I liked when he ate the people.
Oh, that was pretty good, too.
That was a good spot.
Oh, or when he eats the hot dog cart and then blows fire.
So it was.
There was something that
happening.
He ate that made him like... blow fire.
Didn't they also used to get electrocuted on signs?
Yeah, if you punch the sign.
That was my other favorite part.
Yeah. What did you think?
And then I liked when you die and you walk away covering your
naked
parts.
That's what I was
going to
ask. If you liked the ending, if it was a surprise where whole time it was just somebody in their underwear that could only sidestep.
Yes, I did like that.
Good. So,
what did you think about the after credits scene?
I liked it. I'm excited that they're going to call in Qbert. So on a scale of 1 to 5 pages,
yes,
or rams, how many do you want?
What do I want?
Rampage.
Okay. So 1 is the lowest.
Yep.
Then 1.
Okay. So you don't recommend Rampage?
Nah. I didn't even see it.
Yeah, me neither.
I just played the video game a long time ago, and I know it wasn't worth a movie.
So what movie are we talking about then?
I think it's probably going to be Avengers Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
Plus one.
Directed by the Russo brothers?
The Russo brothers.
Okay.
Yep.
Starring.
What, Tobias?
Yep. So what would be the best way to start this? Chin scratch.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. We do have, yeah. Spoiler alert. But it's been out now. 12 days?
Not very 15
long. 15 days? 14
no.
days?
No. Like, not very long at all.
When did it come
not
out?
Not long enough for people to give out spoilers.
Oh, it was last Thursday, so it hasn't even been a week.
No, it's been a week.
Oh, yeah, it's been over a week, yeah.
It's been a week.
Because I remember them saying in 11 days it's made $1 billion.
Is that more than any other movie?
Yes, highest grossing movie in that span of time ever. And hasn't even opened in China yet.
That's amazing.
The largest market for movies.
That's the largest?
Yes.
We
China.
Aren't?
No, China has so many more people than us.
Yeah.
We got 300 something billion weaklings. China's got a billion like
wow.
clay figures.
Whoa.
Right?
Yeah. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Think it's crowded there?
Yeah. Oh. And they love American movies, apparently.
Really?
Action movies.
That's very nice of them. Thank you, China.
Yes.
The wrestler.
Yes. I wish we should have learned how to say thank you in China. So they'll love us more.
That would have been good,
yeah.
But we don't know how to do
nope,
it.
Nope, not even going to try it.
Mm-mm.
So I guess let's start at the start.
Okay. How did I Dazzler Thor? I can ask you questions.
Sure.
All right. What did you think of the movie?
Oh, well, that's an easy start. I
yeah,
love it.
That is a good start.
Okay. So, okay, so then I do have a question.
Sure.
Where would you rate this in the Marvel movies?
Because
let's
like
save the spoilers. Yeah, let's save the spoilers. Right, so let's just randomly chit-chat. I'm going to hate editing this so much. I'm not going to edit. I'm just going to leave all this in.
Yeah, you might as well.
All this garbage.
Sure. You got enough on your plate.
Yes.
You have a hamburger.
Yeah.
You have onion rings.
I wish.
You have.
I had no hamburger and onion rings.
I know.
Though. Why can't I talk today?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, because you are the host, and that's what happens to the host.
You know,
with the most.
It's because Sean and I went to the gym today, bros. We hit it up.
Yep. Check out these muscles.
Yeah. Boink, boink, boink.
You got a can of spinach around I can crush?
Yeah.
Or am I just going to crush all your ladies?
Okay, so
this seems like a weird question to start from the beginning. I'm just going to
put
that out there.
Okay, how should we start then? You go.
How did you like the movie?
I loved it.
Okay.
How did you like the movie?
I thought it was fantastic.
Okay. So now we have to go into spoilers then.
No, we can talk about some things. We know that the Avengers were in it, and everybody knows that Thanos was the villain.
Right.
So from here on, it's all spoilers. Yeah.
What was the biggest surprise to you in the movie?
Okay, so it is going to be spoilers.
Yeah, this
from
is
now
spoilers.
On. So if you haven't watched the movie,
3, 2, 1, spoilers! Blah, 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 blah!
I don't know if you realize how loud that is in people's ears.
I don't even care.
Oh, I know.
Because there's going to be some people
and I want all
who
the
fell
listeners
asleep
out there
listening to our dulcet tones that just woke up and they're like, oh, God, thankfully I did not wake up 10 minutes into this.
Yeah.
To be spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
Even though every time you listen to the Namor podcast, you are spoiling yourself. Wink, boink, boink, boink. check, please. Okay, so biggest surprise.
The biggest surprise. The biggest surprise were the amount of people killed and the particular people killed.
Yeah. But obviously, they're not going to stay dead. Or are you talking about the people that you think will genuinely stay dead? Because obviously, like, Black Panther's not staying dead. Peter Parker's not staying dead.
Right. Yeah. We mentioned that there were spoilers, so hopefully you took that into account before this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, pretty much half the population gets wiped out or whatever.
Right.
And all the people that I thought were going to die this time around stuck around.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it's all original Avengers.
Yeah, which leads me to believe certain things are going to happen, but we should probably get into that later on.
That's what I was trying to say. Start from the start.
And just go through the movie. Yeah, I just wanted to know how you liked it first.
Okay. Oh, yeah, and then I turned it into surprises. Okay.
Yeah.
We both liked it.
Yeah.
So let's start from the start.
All right.
So the introduction of Thor, Loki, and Thanos.
Yes.
Did you think that was a good opening part?
Yes, and Hulk is in there too.
You are
so
correct.
He's included in that. I was really surprised that just coming from Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and Thor and his people are like, cool, we're all safe on a spaceship.
Yeah.
And then immediately, the first opening thing, they're dead.
Right.
Like, everybody's dead.
Yes. That's what my client was talking about the other day. He said, man, it really, like, kills Thor Ragnarok, that the whole movie, like, fights Hela, saves everybody, like, does all this crazy stuff to save all his people, get them all on the ship, and then literally they're in space, and then Thanos comes and just like, Ragnarok!
Right. So it's important to note, I feel like, that pretty much every character was introduced really, really well.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even start with just Thanos. Mm-hmm. You don't start with Thor. Like, Thor's on the ground, beaten already.
Yeah, that was awesome when Thanos picks him up like he's nobody. And you just think like, oh, who's this dude? Then you realize like, oh, you're talking to Loki. That's Thor. Like, wow.
Right. Yeah. And Loki, up to his same old tricks during that whole part. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's a really good actor. Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah.
Is that?
Hiddleston?
Hiddleston.
Hit it out of the park.
Yes. So that guy.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss him.
Maybe he'll come back.
He might. I'm hoping that
they'll throw him in the Lazarus pit.
I'm hoping that something happens in the second movie where at least you get to see him a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I kind of doubt it at this point for some reason. I feel like he might be one of the characters who does not come back.
Right.
And that's because of like what Thanos says.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
but interesting to kill off such a crazy important character.
Yeah.
But we all know contracts end.
Right.
So it's kind of the big point, I think, of this is almost it's like a cleanup movie for
Well, and a lot of these people have like now gone on to become like big actors, you know?
That's true. Yeah. Okay. So from Thor, oh, I might have said Guardians 2 that Thor and his people. Right. But it was Ragnarok.
We know you meant Ragnarok, yes.
Yes. So Ragnarok. I didn't like that movie in particular, except for a few things. And one of them that I really, really, really did like was the power level that they upped Thor to.
Yeah.
Like, just increasing him as just so powerful.
Right.
And knowing that he had that power and Thanos still, like, beat him was pretty big right in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then the introduction of the Hulk,
mm-hmm.
which is got fun because Loki is the one that says, we have a Hulk
right.
for this one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he just gets beat up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you were talking about it with your client. He was confused why Hulk wouldn't show up.
Yeah,
or
which
something.
Seemed really obvious. So
it seemed obvious to me. Yeah. He was afraid.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's the first time Hulk's been beat.
Right, right. And so tremendously
right.
like beat.
Yeah, and I think even there's a part where he's like, Hulk, come out. And he's like, no.
Yeah, he's like, no way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was great. Who did they introduce after that? Do we go?
I think then we go to Iron Man, right? Or Doctor Strange.
We go to Doctor Strange which, and Wong. And then.
No, I was right.
Yes.
Okay.
You were right. You were not Wong.
Sorry, it's been a long time since we've done this.
Oh, man.
Everybody a little Wong about it.
So they talk. They get introduced.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Stark comes in pretty quick.
Yeah,
right away,
because then
right?
it's then.
Then there's
Doctor
like a fight.
Strange has to go talk to Iron Man. He does the whole like, oh, is there a magician? And
yes.
Right.
Yeah. So their introductions were pretty good.
Yeah.
They weren't as magnificent, I think, as the Hulk's introduction.
Mm-hmm.
And then Spider-Man's introduction is great.
Yeah.
On the bus.
Mm-hmm.
He gets spider sense, sees the
right.
ship, starts slapping Ned's face, and he's mm-hmm. like, you gotta create a distraction.
Yeah.
Ned doesn't even like right. hear what he says and sees the ship and says everybody's gonna die,
right.
creating the distraction he needed, which was so good.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very, very well written
yeah.
part.
And good introduction to spider sense.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're fighting, all of that stuff. We start to see Tony's new armor.
Yeah. And Ebony Maw.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you pretty much liked all of the villains, and you remember all of their names, I think, mm-hmm. a lot better than I do.
There's Ebony Maw, Corvus Glaive, Proxima Midnight, and Black Dwarf.
Okay.
Well, I think maybe he has a different name in this.
Is he the guy with the axe?
Yeah, he's like the giant.
Okay.
Yeah. And Proxima Midnight's the woman. Corvus Glaive has the glaive.
Okay.
And Ebony Maw is the, like...
the guy who can use, like, telekinesis, basically.
Yeah. And like we were talking about, that was so well done. How
really
effortlessly they made all his motions. Or, like, yeah, when someone, like... maybe it was Tony Stark threw a car at him, or somebody threw a car at him, and he just, like, put up his hand, and it split in half perfectly
yeah.
around him. And
yeah.
He so
seemed,
beautifully
he
done.
Seemed really powerful.
Yeah. Oh, he's great. Yeah, the children of Thanos.
I thought they were all done really well. I think my wife thought that... is it Proxima Midnight? She's the mm-hmm. that the girl?
Yeah, with like the black smoky eye.
I think she was hoping that she would not be so CG. Mm. But I thought all the CG was actually done really well in
yeah.
this movie. I don't really have much complaints.
Are you meaning CG computer graphics or CG Corvus Glaive?
Computer graphics.
Okay.
And let's see. So after that, they all fly up. And then we get to see Iron Spider.
Oh, yeah. Which you were very excited about, correct?
Very excited. Mm-hmm. I don't like really the Iron Spider outfit
mm-hmm.
in the comic books because I think it looks stupid.
Right.
With the golden eyes and
yeah.
all that. But I like that they mixed that with the Homecoming suit with his, like, I don't know, it's like the new, like, Marvel Spider-Man
right.
suit where he has the glowing blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked that. And... I felt like this is the only chance I'm really going to get to see at a superior Spider-Man type
right.
of like outfit. And so I thought it was cool to have mm-hmm. the extra legs and all of that.
Yeah.
Which I am always happy with Spider-Man in his suit and him not even knowing what's going on with
right.
his suit because Tony makes them all.
Right.
And he's
but
just
he
like,
did.
Whoa, what's going on?
There was a great throwaway line where he said like, and I love the suit. It's so intuitive. Like it just, I think he says like, it knows what I think or something like that. So it finally makes sense of like, why the suit always works perfectly
yeah.
and stuff like that where
so you just the suit's reacting to his
right.
like gut reactions
mm-hmm.
Well, then where do we go? We might go. It might be.
We don't have to remember it exactly, but.
Yeah, I can't remember if it's like the Captain America introduction next with Wanda and Vision.
Oh, right.
Or if it's Guardians.
Which would you like to talk about first?
Let's talk about Captain America.
Okay.
First.
Beautiful.
Yes, he's always beautiful.
From behind the train.
Yeah. That was a
great introduction.
Yeah. And he's
handsome as ever.
Like dark and brooding in this. And he's that way kind of the whole time, but still has like the good Captain America qualities.
Did you like his blacked out outfit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it because it doesn't really necessarily look like he blacked it out on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
More as it's just dirty and gritty. And he's been wearing it this whole time and still doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Right.
But I love the beard too. Mm-hmm. I think the beard is awesome.
Yeah.
It actually forced my hand to pre-order the SH Figure Arts figure because I'm like, not ever going to get the chance for the Captain America with a beard probably again.
And now you are Captain America with a beard.
Yes, that's true because I do have a Captain America shield on my hand. And
which you did get complimented on today.
Yes. All right. A lot of time for one of those. Let's see. But yeah, his introduction was great.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about Vision and Scarlet Witch?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Vision as a human. Oh, I like them together a lot.
Okay.
But I think just because of like comics.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there's more of a like beautiful backstory there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like them.
Mm-hmm.
I think they did a great job with Vision and the way he looks in the movies.
Yes.
So him as a human didn't really bother me that much because it's really like so short lived.
Yeah. I just like him as his like normal Vision-y self.
Me too.
So but when he's human, then I just feel like, oh, like I think one of the beautiful things about Vision is he just accepts that he's like this android that was created by somebody, but he has like human tendencies and he's like the robot learning to love.
Mm-hmm.
So then when he actually like then turned human, I thought like, oh, that's kind of sad. Oh, we were talking about plastic surgery stuff. You just should accept what you are. And
so I feel like he was doing it for a different reason. So
to blend in.
To blend in.
Yeah.
Because he was meeting the Scarlet Witch, who he was not supposed
that
to be.
That makes a lot of sense.
Like even seeing.
That makes sense.
So that's, so it didn't bother me.
I could not be Vision because I'm dumb. I'd be like, I'm Vision. I'm not going to be human for you. And they'd be like, oh, you're dead. We're all looking for you. Hey, we found Vision.
Yep.
You're dead.
And we also found Scarlet Witch because all we had to do was look at you.
Right.
So, yeah.
So I like the introduction. Ultron, don't make me Vision.
Yeah. I like the introduction with Rhodey. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember if he's a senator or like the general
or Ross.
But yeah, I liked him in it. I like that he was still a jerk.
Yeah.
And Rhodey basically like is like, I'm going to do what I want from now on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were wrong.
Yeah.
He pretty much admits.
No, Wong is still with Doctor Strange at this point.
Okay.
He's Rhodey.
And he went back because nobody was protecting the sanctum. So he is no longer in the movie.
Right.
I wonder if he died.
Oh. Maybe Wong will be the savior of us all.
Probably. Most likely not.
Right. But yeah, maybe. I think that's a pretty Wong answer.
I can't believe how Wong.
How Wong?
He's going. Oh, man. Okay. So the best introduction, the best part of the movie.
Do you think if, like, when there's, like, when the sanctum gets attacked.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe you're doing this.
There's a lot. Like an earthquakey thing.
Yeah.
Do you think he says like, you shook me all night, Wong?
Oh my gosh. That's what. Do you think Strange says that to
him?
Or do you think Wong says that like, to everybody else?
If Wong is practicing magic and it like shakes the house and then Dr. Strange wakes up in the morning and is like, come on, like you shook me all night, Wong. Yeah, you. Shook me all night, Wong.
Yes, I do think that's exactly what happens. Okay, so the best introduction. The Guardians.
It was Dr. Imperius Joe. Oh.
The Guardians.
Yeah, that was great with the rubber band man song.
Yes.
Rubber band.
Yep. They all have great lines. They meet up with Thor.
Yes.
They have the best lines delivered. I kind of like, I don't even know if I want to spoil this part, but we know there's spoilers already. Like
anyone listening this far has seen the movie.
Right. Yeah. It was so good.
Yeah.
Drax has, I think, stole the show. Best lines in the whole mm-hmm. movie. And he does repeatedly throughout the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah, the whole like angel and pirate thing. And
yeah.
Even later on when he says he's invisible.
Yeah.
He moves so slow. It's yeah. imperceptible.
The subtle things when Quill is talking about how he's strong and the Rocket's like, no, you're one sandwich away from fat. And then Quill's like, no, I'm not. And like kind of looks at Drax and Drax just like suddenly yeah, is like
points
to his cheeks and points to his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It was so good. I love that part.
Yeah. They were great.
I can't wait till the movie comes out on Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to watch that part over and over. But very good. All the Thor stuff with the Guardians was very good in particular. He has to go off. He has to find another weapon because Mjolnir's mm-hmm. destroyed.
Correct.
And so we get another surprise cameo that I was not expecting and yeah. I was really happy about.
Well, had you heard Peter Dinklage was in the movie?
I had not.
Oh, okay. Because there was a lot of speculation on what
that he was
going to
be.
MODOK
mm-hmm. or something.
That's why I was hoping he was MODOK.
I was hoping that like if they ever cast MODOK, it would be him because he would be perfect right. for
but
it.
But I think everyone was like... predicting he was going to be Pip.
Wow. That would have been a lot Which more a little, boring.
Yeah, kind of on the nose too.
Yeah.
So this was great that he was still a dwarf, but a giant, dwarf.
Yeah, and worked in like a forge, like yeah. the strongest, best forge ever,
mm-hmm.
powered by a star.
Yeah.
It was super cool.
That scene where Thor is holding it open and all the energy is going yep. through him was so well done.
Really good.
And he was getting like burnt on his face. Mm-hmm. And
that's part of the thing that I was talking about, like showing and upping his power level.
Right.
Really, I feel like... increases him as a character for me
mm-hmm.
just because he was a little bit like meh before.
Right.
But now you could see like when he comes onto the battlefield and his eyes are just glowing with electricity
yeah.
and he just slams electricity from like
yep.
the axe and everything.
Yep.
It just seems like a whole new level,
yeah.
which I really, really like.
And that axe was awesome. Stormbreaker
really
was great.
Cool.
Groot as the handle is awesome.
Yep.
Now I need to get that tattooed on my other hand.
Yep. Chopping off his own arm
mm-hmm.
to do it.
And the nice thing about Stormbreaker is that is Beta Ray Bill's original weapon.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's cool.
So it's a fun... That's the second nod to Beta Ray Bill that they've had so far.
Okay.
And Thor Ragnarok, he's on the
he's
building.
He's on one of the buildings, yeah. Yeah, I was wondering if they were going to replace him like when his contract is up with Beta Ray Bill or
That'd
something
be cool.
like that.
I think people couldn't like...
I'd
I think
be
they're
fine.
Way too used to like a very handsome... angelic creature as
would
Thor.
You be fine with like the female Thor coming
yes.
in instead?
Oh, I would love it. I love the Jane Foster Thor.
Most likely wouldn't be Natalie Portman again.
No,
I just feel like
but I think a female Thor
contracting
would be
like would
great
just require too much money maybe
yeah.
and I feel like maybe she's kind of done with the series
mm-hmm.
but I would like it
yeah and I don't think she
you know
it'd
be
like
even better
Dazzler Thor
yeah
mm-hmm.
that would be better.
They are bringing Dazzler back.
Yeah, I've been in a stupid movie.
They even wrote a song about it. I want my Dazzler back, Dazzler
oh
back, Dazzler back.
Oh, my gosh.
What, is it Wong of me to write that? Okay, so...
where are we in the movie now?
Stormbreaker. Oh, so now we're in Wakanda then.
Okay. Pretty good introduction.
Mm-hmm.
Not as fantastic as I would hope.
No. But sure,
but it was still pretty
stole
good.
Stole that part again.
What,
she's
what
the
did
best.
You say? I can't remember. Or what did she do?
Oh, she just kept like showing up like Tony Stark.
And Banner, right? Like,
yeah,
why didn't you guys
do this?
Like, why didn't
really
you do that?
Really quick ideas. And mm-hmm. then she still like kicks butt too when she needs to.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of hoping they make her Ironheart. Because she's perfect for it. She's a great fighter and she's super smart. And now
That's
Tony Stark has seen how much of a genius she is. So all it would take is like...
I don't know. He wasn't there. Banner was there.
Oh, right. Yep.
But it'd be interesting if she was the one of the people that came to save him.
Yeah.
See, I was thinking she might become Black Panther because she's done that in the comic books.
Right. Yeah. Either way, just as long as she gets a bigger part, but
mm-hmm.
they're really building her up awesomely.
I think so too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really good. There's a big fight on Wakanda.
Mm-hmm.
We see a couple of cool parts. I had seen pictures of the Hulkbuster armor.
Yeah.
And I thought that Tony was going to be in it.
Yeah.
I did not know. I thought he was going to be using it against
Thanos.
Yeah, because
in the trailer, it shows Hulk running through the forest.
Okay. And I don't think I saw that.
Hmm. I'm pretty sure.
It might. But I was not expecting Banner to go into the to the Hulk Buster armor, which was cool that he did.
Mm-hmm.
There's a cool scene. Oh, Bucky.
Yeah.
Bucky is
White
good.
Wolf.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
White Wolf was resolved, mm-hmm. which was really cool, and they gave him a new vibranium arm.
Yeah. I hope he becomes like the White Wolf in the comics. That'd be awesome. Him and Black Panther being like super close.
That would
like
be
if he
rad.
Stays in Wakanda and becomes like his spy master.
Oh.
That'd be perfect.
I feel like he's going to take the mantle of Captain.
Yeah.
That's my guess. And I hope that it happens, actually.
No. I love the idea of like, because I think Black Panther makes White Wolf his like adopted brother, pretty much. Like they're just always together and like perfect partners.
That's cool.
So it seems like that would be a lot of like.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that either.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, they could still do it as Bucky's Captain America and him That's and just true. Black Panther just have a like very close.
Their own thing.
Beautiful relationship.
Yeah, so what do we see there? We see a lot of the
and
Warriors.
Black Widow's here now too. Forgot to mention her.
Yeah, I don't think. Oh, her introduction was pretty good, but that was back when
that was when they were
Steve
Rogers talking
thing
to, right.
in the train. She came out and she just kicked everybody's butt.
Yeah,
like, pretty
she had
bad.
A very like minimal part.
She really did. But yeah, the Wakanda fight scene was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't as like every time they were showing the Wakanda fight, besides when it would show Captain America basically or Bucky or Black Panther, I was kind of thinking, just get back to the Thanos fight.
Right. Yeah. It got awesome when Thor came down.
That's true. Yeah. Once he was there, it got a lot better. But the Thanos fight was, I feel like, the big draw here.
Yeah.
And you had something spoiled for you, so we will spoil it for everybody also. Where the moon was sitting up, and Thanos, at this point, who has all of the gems, uses the moon as a like a weapon.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Yeah.
That I'm was sorry awesome. That park got ruined for you. But yeah, then I mean once Thanos pretty much has all of the gems, it's pretty much the end of the movie. Cause he kills everybody. Well half of everybody. Okay. So yeah, I guess we'll kinda end there unless there's like other parts you want to talk about.
No.
Okay, so what was your favorite, like your favorite scene? Do you have a favorite character?
The Thor in the Guardians of the Galaxy part. Just it was very well done. It was
very well done.
So funny. Mm-hmm. Like I laughed really hard.
Yeah, I.
And it made me laugh even just thinking about it later and talking about it. Like it's, yeah, because it started so good in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and then I feel like this time they just upped Drax's just.
His lines
humor.
Are
like
so
the
good.
The dry humor and
yep.
his delivery. He's just great.
He's very, very
And just
good.
That whole team was awesome. Like the Rocket being captain, Quill lowering his voice and talking like Thor. And even though like Gamora not being a likable character, the love story between them two made it more, I think, like her death tragic. And when he had to shoot her was way more tragic. But I don't know. I haven't talk to anybody about this movie who has said they like Gamora at all.
Yeah.
I feel like people are like, it's a fine character, but no one's like, Gamora was awesome. Like, she's my favorite.
Yeah. Even in like some of the Guardians movie, I feel like I've liked Nebula more.
Right.
Like, she's just more dynamic, I suppose. But they did add to her backstory and made Gamora, I feel like, a much likable character and fleshed her out a little bit more in this, which was good. And I think really good just because of what happens in the movie.
So this is also the first mention we've had of Nebula, who was in the movie.
Yeah.
And played somewhat minor part. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering if in the next one she'll play a bigger part, because she was huge in the comics.
Yeah. Yeah, and
I mean, she's one of the few people that could actually like fight Thanos.
Yeah, and I don't think that she was wiped out.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I feel like every Guardian except Rocket was.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mantis and Drax and Star-Lord, they're all gone. So my favorite scene was basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just the Guardians and Thor scene.
Mm-hmm. I also forgot to mention an awesome character introduction of the Red Skull.
Oh, that was so interesting.
Yeah.
Really weird, but it was kind of cool that he was like pushed away in time somewhere.
Right.
And stuck there
and
for...
And that he was just damned. Yeah.
Yeah. And it almost seemed like he had come to terms with himself.
Right.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, that was really well done.
Do you feel like they put him there just to kind of like replicate the death character?
Probably. And I think it was just a fun, like, way to wedge in an awesome character.
But it probably was not Hugo Weaving.
No, it like was not. It was, I forget, from The Walking Dead.
It was Glenn.
Yep.
Did you have a favorite character that stood out, or a character that you did not think you would like so much that stood out?
He was the Alexandria Scout. So you probably hadn't watched that far into Walking Dead.
No.
Okay.
Probably not. Who was it?
You would know him then. He plays the Red Skull. I'll show you a picture of him.
Hmm. Yeah, I so don't know. So
two Walking Dead characters in Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what were you saying?
Who was the other one?
From Black Panther. I can't think of her name right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mijang.
Yeah.
But whatever her real name is.
Yeah, I can't remember what her name is in Wakanda. It's like Okoye or something like that. Okay, so did you have a character that you thought you wouldn't care about that much and then became like one of your favorite characters in the movie?
No. I mean, I guess Drax, but
okay,
he was super funny in the last one too.
Yeah,
so.
But you didn't expect him to be.
Actually, Gamora. I was surprised how much when she died. I thought like, oh no, like, oh, I just killed Gamora.
So I figured Thanos would be cool.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't use him.
Right.
But I did not even know that Ebony Maw was going to be
actually,
in it.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
So him.
Right.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
Any characters that you thought were underused and you wished that they had, that you had like seen more of them?
Maybe Spider-Man.
Okay.
Because he was great in this. And like how we had talked about when he is on the ship and he gets the new like authority to come with them. And he has like that look of pride on his face. And like, he's a perfect bridge for the old Avengers going into the new Avengers, which seems to be what this movie is about. Like they're going to kill off a lot of the old Avengers, turn it over to the new Avengers. Yep. So it just seems like really focus on him more.
Yeah.
And like, he was very brave. Like he did everything right, but they just kind of keep playing on this. Like, he's just a star-studded guy. And
right. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. He was used well, and the actor's great.
Mm-hmm.
And the part where he gets knighted into being an Avenger, basically, is super good. You see, like, a look of, like, oh, my gosh, this is so cool on his face. And then it passes over as he realizes, like, the weight of what just happened to him. And he, like, straightens up. And
but, I mean, yeah, I wish they would have, like, played that up a little more.
Yeah. I feel like an underused character for me that I was really hoping to see more of was Winter Soldier.
Yeah. And Black Panther. Just everything on Wakanda.
Yeah. That's very true.
Because really, they just introduced him by, like, he was leading troops out to battle, pretty much.
Yeah. He did get to say his Wakanda forever at one point. But there really wasn't much, like, too much going on with Black Panther.
Yeah.
And he's one of the ones that got wiped out.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much we'll actually get to see of him in the second one.
Yeah. And speaking of wiped out, Vision.
Oh, yes.
That was great.
Yeah. He got wiped out twice.
Yeah.
Reverse time and did it all over again. It was pretty cool.
And the color change was awesome.
Color change was really cool when Thanos just picks the gem out of his head and it like dents in and it looks so easy for him to do. That was awesome.
Yeah. And I hope it also leads to, in the comics, the Vision that's the like monochromatic Vision.
Oh.
It was like way more robotic.
That'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a version of him where he's like just almost pure white, like he's totally colorless.
Interesting.
Gem has no color, or maybe the gem was light blue or something.
I feel like I might have seen pictures of that.
Okay,
so I was expecting to see Adam Warlock
in the
end credits. Instead we got just a Captain Marvel
Captain
tease.
Marvel, yeah.
Which was kind of a meh kind of tease, except that it did have Samuel Jackson and that was funny. But I was hoping for a little bit more. And it was interesting that when you're calling somebody on a phone, all that shows up is like a symbol to represent them and doesn't say it connected, doesn't say anything else. It's just like a symbol.
That's all phones are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say they wish it would have been the Fantastic Four symbol.
And I wish that it was Namor.
Yeah.
Personally. And I feel like it would have been a really good transition from this movie because we have to wait a year.
Mm-hmm.
For Namor to like just be sitting on his throne, or for like the camera to pan down into the water it to go into Atlantis, have Namor sitting on his throne, and maybe just start to stand up as half of his population is like just turning to ash and like washing away, and then circle around to his face, just show him like seething with rage and like bubbles and like searing like anger, and then just him like being so mad. And
no,
then
that's he throws his trident at the camera.
Yeah, and it's in 3D.
Yeah, and it or it's in 4D. And in the theater, someone really stabs you in the face.
Yes. And it's really Namor.
Yeah.
And he has to use CPR to bring you back to life.
Did someone say my name? Wait. Half of my people are dead? No.
So that would have been good. And that would have been a good transition, I feel like, to have him be the villain in like a next movie and then ultimately be a hero that helps bring down Thanos. But I'm really surprised we didn't even see Warlock, like Adam Warlock at all.
Yeah, because they made it seem pretty obvious in like, hey, here's Ragnarok, the last movie before Avengers.
Yeah.
And like, we are going to show you this beautiful gold thing where someone says like, and I call him Adam, he's perfect. Like,
right.
So like, yeah, they'd be like, okay, cool. So
that, that was in Guardians.
Guardians, yeah. So man, we are
definitely mixing up those ones. And it's probably because of what I said before, that Thor was modeled too much after Guardians. Right. Had one of the coolest looking posters with that like 80s vibe.
Oh yeah.
But I wish that it stuck a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I did like the end.
Yeah.
Back
and then
Infinity War.
So as my client was talking about, where he didn't understand why Spider-Man was like taking so long and saying like, it hurts. Now, I forget what podcast I heard this on, but someone had the idea that it's because he has the spider sense and that he can like feel all the trouble going on around him, that like half the people are dying. So it's just like physically overwhelming and hurts him.
Oh, interesting.
And I thought that was a really good theory for why he was the only one that was like, what's happening? Like, I feel sick. Like, am I dying?
I thought it was just because he was a young kid and he's basically a baby.
Right. But everyone else, like no one seemed like they were in pain.
Right,
like
nobody else was a baby.
Right, yeah.
They didn't need their like diapers changed like he did.
I mean, Samuel Jackson just watched himself disappear and was like, mother.
Right, yeah. You can tell who's the strongest and who's the weakest.
Yeah, and as we saw in the movie, Peter Parker's very weak.
Very weak.
That was pretty funny too, the constant, so there's this old movie, Aliens.
Yeah. Yeah, it brings up, because I think it did that in Civil War.
Yeah, with the Empire Strikes Back. Mm-hmm. But that part too where Mantis comes down.
Okay.
He's like, don't let your ex in me! Don't let your ex in me!
Trying to run away from her. It does such a good job.
Yeah.
It was a very good movie.
Yeah, it was great. Okay, so that will lead me then into, where do you put this in the pantheon of Marvel movies? I know Spider-Man 3,
ugh,
Wolverine Origins.
There we go again.
They're always going to be your tops.
Oh. I don't know why you keep bringing those up. Do you say X-Men 3?
You need the downs.
Is that what you said? Or Spider-Man 3?
Spider-Man
3.
Yeah.
Because I don't mind X-Men 3
with the awesome
much.
Venom.
A lot of people hate X-Men 3.
Right.
And I feel like out of
those
original.
Is that the Days of Future Past one? What's X-Men 3? Is that Back to School? Or is that the
X-Men
Rodney Dangerfield
is
one?
Is where Wolverine has to kill Jean because she's turning into the Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
And a lot of people hate that one, but I feel like it was good because it actually was the first time they show Wolverine actually killing people.
Right.
And I like when Professor X's face is melting off.
Yeah.
So
was Days of Future Past then where Apocalypse comes?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't know. That one was terrible.
But you love Wolverine Origins. Ugh. So that's going to be number one. Spider-Man 3, number two. What's number three?
Okay. So if those have to be my top.
It's fine. You can say I'm Wong.
Okay, you are Wong. I know it's strange of me to say. Okay, so I have a hard time with this because I really, really loved Winter Soldier when I saw it. I just felt like it was a perfect movie.
Yeah.
I'll have to watch it again to actually see if it still fits as my rating, but that's my number one. I feel like Winter Soldier. And then Guardians 2 and Black Panther, I feel like, are kind of tied for 2 and 3, I suppose. I don't know which one I would really place before the other. And I feel like a lot of people think that Guardians 2 was not as good as Guardians 1, mm-hmm. but I feel like if you watched Guardians 2 before you watched Guardians 1, right. Guardians 2 would be a better movie.
Yeah. Guardians 1 was just awesome because it was just so unusual.
It was brand new. Mm-hmm. It sticks out in your mind because of that. But right. the second one has all the good Drax lines. It has everything that's happening with Ego.
Right.
And Kurt Russell's just amazing yeah. in it. Mm-hmm. So there's just so much good stuff in yeah. that
and
one.
And it doesn't start out brutal like Guardians of the Galaxy Super 1. Sad.
Which actually does make Guardians 1 really good to me. Because
right.
it does
but it makes
start
me
out
never want to show my children that movie.
Oh. But you do tell your children that Santa's still real and
yeah.
the Easter Bunny is going to give them rides to Disneyland.
Sure.
And all that stuff. Yeah. Okay, so it comes in after that. So it's in fourth place because I can't decide 2 and 3.
Right.
But if those could both be 2, then it would be 3. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Even though I just think it was a great movie.
Mm-hmm. So you liked it better than Civil War?
I liked it better than Civil War.
Better than the Iron Man with...
oh, gosh. Whiplash?
Ben Kingsley?
Oh, yeah, that one was... they had some really bad villains in yeah. Iron Man movies.
Mandarin? There we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a letdown.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Like, if you watch it a second time and you know that it's coming, it's,
oh, yeah.
it's a lot better.
Yeah. And Ben Kingsley being that was pretty hilarious.
Yep.
But and yeah, just as villains go, that was
yeah,
little...
going in thinking that he's going to be fighting the Marin, right. the Mandarin, and then that happening to you is pretty disappointing. But then going in knowing what's going to happen is actually, right. he's pretty yeah. great. Because he does fight a villain in that one that's actually decent mm-hmm. and was nice that it wasn't just somebody else using basically his tech.
Right.
So... which seems to be the main focus on all of the superhero movies. It's always somebody who's using the same exact tech as you are, basically,
right.
who's your villain. Like,
yep.
even though
like
I love
Black
Kill,
Panther.
Yeah,
yep.
even though I love Killmonger,
yep.
it's basically that.
Oh, yeah. And even Claw was, like,
yep.
used.
Yeah, used vibranium.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, what did you think of Captain America shields?
I thought they were okay.
Hmm.
They did not use them. Like as much as I thought they were.
Right. There was no like spang, spang, spangs.
No. He didn't throw them.
Yeah.
Like really nothing happened with them. So
yeah.
I thought they were just
okay. became more
like
Wonder Woman gauntlets.
Yep. Yeah. I thought it was just okay. Mm. I feel like it would have been cooler if he had given him like a circle shield that was
right.
made of vibranium.
Yeah.
Even if it looked different or something. Or if he gave him the old
yep.
like World
That's
War.
That's what I was hoping
like World
for.
World War II
yep.
shield would have been cool.
When I saw the black and then you had said you didn't want to spoil his costume for me, I thought for sure when he said get that man a shield that it was going to be like the shield
one.
That you have up in your state which no one can see
yeah
but yeah that
but
old,
it looks like a night shield.
Right but it, that it was going to be black
that would have been awesome yeah that would have been really cool yeah the bigger thing with that was Bucky's arm was awesome looking and it was
yeah.
like Killmonger mm-hmm. colors but then they didn't even use it
yeah
and that's one of the main reasons why I like Winter Soldier 1 is because of the arm
yeah
in or Captain America 2 Winter Soldier
right.
is just because Bucky and his fighting style and mm-hmm. everything is just so great.
Yeah, even just how the sound editing for the arm on that
yeah.
was rad.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Like you could hear each like piece like clicking into place properly.
Yeah. And like
it was really
Captain
satisfying
America starts
for
to push
some
back,
reason.
Yeah. And then it like it reorganizes itself.
Yep.
It's like, "No, I'm stronger than
right.
you," and pushes harder.
Oh, that part where Captain America caught the punch. Or caught, not the cop punch, caught Proxima
Thanos.
Midnight's, or caught Thanos' punch and caught Proxima Midnight's spear.
Yeah. Yeah. Both,
both
of those
awesome.
Were awesome.
Yeah.
It just shows how like great of a fighter
yep.
he is. But I like that Thanos was really confused that Steve was so strong.
Right.
And then just punches him in the face
yeah.
and knocks him out, of course, which was cool because it's like, yeah, of course you can't beat him.
Right.
But it's awesome when they show that Captain America is more than just like... any power or anything. It's
mm-hmm.
like his willpower.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's
his
all
heart.
Spirit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that scene where when he jumps on the grenade in
yep.
the one movie just shows like that's everything he's about. And that's why they chose him. That's why you love him. Like,
yeah.
He's every like embodiment of like nerd desires of just like
mm-hmm. being super
being
good.
Meek or picked on or like, you know, and then just being like, oh, but it's like what is inside that counts.
Do you see
and
how
that
they
makes you a hero?
Paralleled that in Black Panther when. I can't remember if it's Killmonger that throws in the grenade or somebody throws in a grenade and Black Panther jumps on it, which is great too. And then they parallel them again when they're both running into battle together and they're both like matching speed and both hitting at the same time, which is, I feel like a good nod.
Yeah.
Okay. So where would you place these, or where would you put it in your list? And what is your top?
It's really, like, what's your top hard for me? Cause I'm so easy to please with these movies, but I feel like some all jumbled together up there is Winter Soldier. Mm-hmm. Guardians 2, Thor Ragnarok, I really liked. Mm-hmm. This movie, Black Panther.
Okay.
But I feel like this movie can like bubble its way to the top, because the more that I watch it and think about it, I feel like
the higher it gets.
There is very few flaws in this. Mm-hmm. And like, for how many characters were in this, it didn't become convoluted.
It did
there was
not,
no
yeah.
stupid,
it was very
like,
well written.
Pointless love story that didn't have like some sort of like, you know, the WandaVision thing, which I love. Like, I think.
Yeah, and that was awesome. Already established, which was nice. It didn't have to be some like brand new love story. It's like already established romances and it's already tragic.
Right. And it made the whole like her killing him and then, like you said, like time reversing and then getting the stone ripped out of his head even worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause she had to watch him die twice.
Where that would have just been horrible in general. But then, you know, like, you love Wanda as a character and she's great and like so powerful, but so like great with him. And he's like the most powerful thing, and
so what are your predictions for the second movie? What do you think, how is it going to resolve?
I don't know, because he like the glove seems super damaged, and then I know in the comics like Thanos just becomes a farmer pretty much after doing this. So I wonder if they're gonna have to like somehow incorporate going back in time with Captain Marvel and like setting something in place that can reverse all of this. Or I don't know. I think I'm not giving it too much thought because it's a year away and I want to kind of like
you wanna
be surprised.
Yeah.
But I assume like they're going to have to like reverse time at some point.
My prediction is they're going to have to make a sacrifice to the Soul Stone or something. Right. And that's going to be the old team, and then the new team will get like brought back to life. Very similar to like a Dragon Ball Z type of wish from Shenron. So you get all the Dragon Balls, and then you make a wish, and then he grants your wish. And I feel like that's what's going to happen.
Right.
It was a very good movie.
Yes. So what, too, did you think about how in the comics he's doing all of this for death, but in this they gave him the, you know, his kind of tragic story?
Yeah, so in this they make him try to appeal, I think, a little bit more in the way that Killmonger did to crowds, where you can kind of sympathize with him, even though, you know, ultimately what he's going to do is like wrong.
Right.
You can kind of sympathize with him, but in the comic books, he's doing it all just to please death.
Women,
he just wants
to
wipe out everybody to please death, which I think is better.
Right.
I feel like it should have stayed that way. Yeah. I feel like it would have made him
pure villain.
Yeah. I feel like it would have made him scarier.
Yeah. That's why I don't get why they.
Maybe they didn't want to do it because it was too similar to Ultron.
Yeah.
Because Ultron wanted to wipe out like pretty much everybody, right?
Right. Well, just have robots. Technology would be better. Right.
Yeah. So maybe that's why. Yeah. Maybe he just thought it would be too much like it. But I feel like that's
very
still
similar
to,
like,
to Killmonger Ultron anyway.
And like, yeah, it's still the end result is the same of you have a villain who's somewhat relatable and you think like, yeah, okay, like, I see your point. Yeah.
I wished it was just death.
Yeah.
Personally.
Right.
I feel like audiences could have handled it.
Yeah.
So I don't understand.
And I think everyone, it's not like people are like, oh, Thanos was awesome, because I kind of understand his like existential idea about the means of production and how there's just not enough in a finite universe.
Right.
Where they'd be like, yeah, he loves death.
Yeah,
like,
and he wants to kill everybody.
Thanos is still just awesome because he just fights like crazy.
Right.
He has these children of Thanos that are awesome. Mm-hmm. And like, and then he just goes to planet and he can still just wipe out half the people.
Right. Yeah. Or all of them.
Right. So,
for breakfast.
Wonder too, because I believe in the current comics, they are talking to Galactus, who is now the life bringer, about returning things that have been broken in the universe. So that would be rad if you got the new kind of Galactus in there somehow too.
I wonder if he'll just be a big giant cloud. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I really
someone was saying something about
I really like that form of Galactus.
Was it you who was talking about the Silver Surfer or the guy at the gym?
The guy at the gym.
Okay. Which I didn't really follow what he was meaning.
I think he said something about...
like Silver Surfer absorbing somebody's power?
That he thought Captain Marvel would have to get
his
powers, and because he's cosmic, he'd
get that. But I think he didn't know Captain Marvel's...
is already like...
yeah, because like he was like, well, alien. I know she's like half alien, so maybe she gets that from the Silver Surfer, but she's part Kree? Hollow?
I think Kree. Pro-
yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly Kree.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That's so long.
Shouldn't have done it. I don't think I can think of anything more to say.
Me neither.
Then that's when we should end.
Okay. Let's put on our gauntlets and wipe half of this podcast out.
Okay.
If you had the Infinity Gauntlet, what would you do with it?
Oh. Probably the correct answer is Dazzler Thor.
Yeah, it is. And with that, I would freeze time, make a Dazzler Thor, and go into my clam.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. There's a message from your wife.
Yep. Nope, mother-in-law.
Oh.
Even worse.
Unzip.
Zip.